My past, presently. Thought came up to me about a workshop that I conducted for Dodie, and it reminded me of how important it is to think presently. Because if we think past, that's where we go. Now, Dodie came into the campus life with some tremendous burdens on her heart. And these burdens on her heart were enough to sink a battleship. They didn't sink Dodie, but they were enough to sink a battleship. She had been through a tremendous fire, and she'd been through a tremendous life-threatening experience, and she'd been through a whole bunch of fantastic things. And when she came to me, she said, "I'm experiencing these things, and I don't like it." And I said, "Well, then why are you experiencing them? Why are you regurgitating them? Why are you reliving them? Why are you bringing them back into your mind again and again and again?" "Well, I've got to tell you all about it. I've got to tell you what happened." And I said, "I don't care. I see the ideal person before me. I do not see the tragedy. I do not see the problem. I do not see the circumstances that were tough on you or anyone else. I just see the ideal person you are right now in front of me. But I've got to tell you, I've got to get it off my heart. I've got to get it out of my heart, out of my soul, out of my being." And I said, "Okay. You have to get it out of your heart. You have to get it out of your soul. You got to get it out of your being. So you're going to tell me, and you're going to tell me all about it. And of course, I'm going to handle it in my proper way. But you're going to say all these tragic things. And as you say these tragic things, you relive them, perhaps even more dramatically and more beautifully than you did the first time around, because you were too busy living them the first time around to have the objective point of view of looking at it now, the second time around, or third time around, or the 100th time around, or however many time arounds you're going to go around. Now, here's what I suggest. I suggest that you had a rag patch, a weed patch in your garden. You had a patch in your garden which was not very nice. And it happened. It was there. It was real. But now it's over with. Now it does not have to be anymore. You do not have to keep fertilizing it and watering it and tending it and re-announcing it to the world. Rather, start telling the world who you are. Now, what's the best way to do that? You know, and I do that very dramatically, best way to do it. The best way to do it is to change your name. Now, how were you born? Well, I was born Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman. Well, not really Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman, but Dorothea Ruth. And, okay, now, what are you calling yourself now? Dodie? Well, why are you calling yourself Dodie? Well, that's what everyone calls me who works with me and who I worked with and did things. Would you say that's your past? Would you say Dodie is your past? And that as long as you speak about Dodie, you're speaking about that lovable, kindly, gentle person who went through these tragedies and who came out so beautifully and came out so wonderfully and so forth, and then you're going to live it again. Tell the world, tell the world, tell the world. No, I'm not going to do that, but how do I stop? Well, nobody needs to know where you've been. If you have had 6 marriages and all of them were kaput, you know, all of them were dogs, isn't it about time you change your attitude about it? Of course. Well, then stop talking about the dogs and start talking about the princess marriages that you are. You are this princess person, and you don't need to get married, or you can get married, you can do anything you want. But the thing is, you let go of the past, because it apparently has been a very poor guide for you on your pathway of life. because it left you with a lot of heartache. It left you with a lot of unhappiness in your heart. Now, let it go. But my dad, he always was, forget your dad too. When's the last time you had a relationship with your father? When's the last time you sat at his knee? When's the last time you did anything with him? I'm sure it was all good, but now forget it. We would like to build, for you, for me, for everyone, a brand new world right now. Now, but my mother, she and I, we did these things, and there we go in the past again. Now, did you have great experiences with your mom? Oh, yes, let alone. Do you ever think you're going to relive those experiences with your mom? Well, no, of course not. Then why are you trying to recreate her? Did your mother come and go? Is she off on another dimension now and having the time of her life? Yes. Let her be. Let her be. Let her be free. Now, let these experiences that you've had be dead and buried. Let them be gone. Now, in their place, start planting new and glorious experiences. Now, what's the best way to do it? Pretend that you are the most ignoramus being on the face of the earth. You don't know a darn thing. You're stupid, stupid, stupid. And so you're going to take a course to get enlightened. And this course, you're not going to say, that was just like that course, and that was just like those courses, and that was just like... It's a brand new approach. Now, maybe the courses are similar to the others, because your nature would certainly bring that about. But just let go of the past. Let go of every experience. Let go of everything that you've ever done before. But some of them are good. Some are, so what? Aren't you intelligent enough to start having some good things for in the now? Aren't you intelligent enough to have some good things right here and now? Dorothy and I sat together many hours, and she would come and visit, and she would ask these silly questions, and she would say, now, what do I do? And I'd tell her, well, you just live in the now. Forget the past. Well, how do you do that? Well, stop feeling your story is so wonderful, it should be a bestseller, you know, and that it should be on in the movie, and it should be all this and that, so all the world can hear. Don't you think it's done enough damage? Don't you think your mental attitude about yourself and your world has done enough damage to the world? Did you pick out any good things in your life? Oh, yes, I did this and I did that. Well, then let that be. And let those other unhappy things be. I was a little boy. I really was. And when I was a little boy, I was the runt of our family. I have two older sisters and an older brother, and the younger brother didn't come along yet. And so I was the runt. And they would all play hide and seek, and they would all do this and that, and they'd run across the street, and they'd do this, and I'd go chasing after them. But the cars would think that all the kids had gone across the street, and then there comes Herbie. There I come. And kaplatch, they would hit me, and they popped me in through the windshield of the car, and I land in the back seat. This was back in the 20s and the 30s. And so I popped me in the back seat of the car and drive me off to the hospital and fixed my broken legs and whatever they did. And then they send me home. And now what do I remember? I don't remember being hit by the car. They tell me about it. I don't remember the hospital. They tell me about it. I remember the chocolate-covered cherries that they gave me to eat in my bed while I was doing things. And they gave me this playbook to play in, and it had washable pages so you could wash the chocolate off. I remember all of the good experiences. Now, why? Why don't I remember the terrible experiences? Why don't I remember the pain? Because there was no pain. I was totally unaware of that. There was no unhappiness. I was totally unaware of it. All I knew was that people came to visit me, and they brought me gifts. And here I was, you know, and then my sisters had pushed me around in the baby buggy, you know, because that's all they had to take me out for a walk. You know, we didn't have a wheelchair or anything like that, so we just had a wonderful time. Now, Was that a heart, a terrible, ugly thing to remember? Ah, the chocolate covered cherries, I'll remember all the days of my life. They're wonderful. I can still taste them, you know, and they're fantastic. But I wasn't concerned about the tragedy of the situation and the worry of the situation and the concern of the situation. And so I said this to Dorothea. And I said, Dorothea, let's really put a new you in here. The old you is the dotie that was taking care of everybody's problems. Now let's put Queen Dorothea in here. Let's put Princess Dorothea. Let's put the Dorothea who is the magic lady. And who is the magic lady who accomplishes everything good. And she said, I like that, I like that. And so she did it. And we did just fine for her. And as we did this for her, we gave her life a different meaning than it ever had before. We gave her attitude, a different attitude. She liked herself. She liked, this is what she was now learning about herself. She liked herself. She liked everything in her world. And she was forgetting all about the past because she was busy living in the present. And then she decided to stop living in the present. She decided to let somebody else be her helper, you know, someone who loved her very much and took care of her and did things for her. Well, the best way to move back in the past is to forget the present and let everyone else do it for you. Mm. And so Dorothea soon decided to pack it up and move on. And when she packed it up and moved on, it was nobody's other decision or choice. It was hers alone. She decided not to live in the present. Although she had lived in the present and found out how wonderful it was and how magnificent it is. If we ever, any of us, ever want to regurgitate, relive the negatives of our life or experience, we are just asking for trouble. And if we want to ask for trouble, then go right ahead. But asking for trouble is only going to bring us more and more trouble. Don't do it. You don't need the past. You don't need to be a historian. You don't need to be a geologist. You don't need to go into the ancient of ancients. You've got plenty to do with living in the now.
Yes.
And telling yourself how you're going to water your garden. Whether you're going to water it and flood it because it was so good, or whether you're going to give it just enough to make it the most beautiful garden in the world because it's your garden. Think on these things as I think on them so often. And so many people who come to us, and they come with the idea that they have to tell their story of illness, they have to tell their story of the past. And I say, no, what wouldst thou of me? That's what Jesus asked. And if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. What do you want from me? Do you want me to live in your past with you? Or do you want me to live in the present with you? And there's so much wonderful present going on. So join me in the present, because that's where I always am. And there will be many who will hate my guts because I will not accept their negative past. I will not accept the fact that they limit themselves in any way because I see them whole and perfect now and always. And that's all that matters. I love you. I love you. And Dorothea, I love you, love you, love you. And so it is.